This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Congressman Jeff Hurd is among the House Republicans concerned about the Medicaid cuts their Senate colleagues are considering. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
At issue for Hurd is the so-called Medicaid provider tax, which Colorado uses to extend Medicaid to more people. He and 15 others wrote their party leaders that the Senate's push to gradually lower the rate from 6% to 3.5% could cost them their support. Hurd says it's critical for hospitals in rural Colorado.
If we're going to sustain Medicaid and make sure that we preserve this important care for these populations, I don't think it's a good idea to be cutting this essential funding mechanism.
But Hurd stopped short of saying the change means he'd vote against the One Big Beautiful Bill. He says it delivers on many other things he ran on. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Groups who want to repeal a ban on flavored tobacco in Denver have far outraised those looking to keep the law on the books, CPR health reporter John Daly.
Vape shops and others who want to keep flavored tobacco legal in Denver have raised about $285,000 to fight a ballot measure. That's about 10 times the total for those who want the policy passed by city council last year to remain in place. Phil Guerin, a vape shop owner, says his side wants Denverites to vote no.
This is a better alternative and should be regulated for responsible adults. Bans don't work. This does nothing to protect children.
Voters weigh in this fall. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver reporting 60 degrees currently. Colorado Springs 61. This is CPR News.